Hello again, everyone. This is Gary Miller bringing you the good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. The kingdom of Yahweh is definitely on the way, but it's not going to happen unless and until we go through a variety of changes in our society. The world, as you know, is in turmoil. Things are changing very rapidly. It has all kinds of problems. The kingdom of Yahweh is going to solve these problems, but before we get there, we're going to go through a variety of different prophetic fulfillments. Among those is the matter of the book of Revelation, which involves the beast, it involves the ten horns on the beast, it involves a woman that rides that beast. And we're focusing on the woman who rides the beast. Now, last time we showed that the woman who rides this beast over Revelation 17 chapter and verses 1, 3, and 5 there is the city of Babylon. And when you talk about this being a city as opposed to a symbol, that's what the Bible says. Of course, the most common thing that people do is they turn to a certain scripture and then they go to history and impose on that scripture, particularly prophecies, some interpretation from history. But if you look at 2 Peter 1 and verse 20, Peter makes a very emphatic statement, and I emphasize this constantly because you can't emphasize it too much. He says that there's a principle of prophecy, and this is what it is. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, private interpretation is where we go to history or we go to some event, some external event. We look at that event and we say, well, that must be what the Bible's talking about. And what we do is we go to the Bible first, we find specifics there, and then we go to the external events, then we go to history, and we correlate it that way. That's the forward approach. The backward approach is to impose events and interpretations from history, our current events, on the Bible. Very different approach. And that's what we're doing in this series on prophecy regarding the beast, the ten horns, and the woman that rides the beast. Now, many people will say that there's no way that the woman who rides the beast in Revelation 17, verses 1 and 5 there, could possibly be the city of Babylon. But what the Bible says is in Revelation 17 and verse 18, it clearly says that the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Now, you couldn't be more emphatic than that, than to say that it is a city. It's not some symbol, and unless the Bible tells you it's a symbol, then you can't understand that it is. And the Bible says very emphatically that this woman is a city that reigns over the kings of the earth. Reigns over the kings of the earth. Now, that's a very important statement here. I want to go back and look at this statement from Isaiah, the 47th chapter and verse 4. Now, I want you to notice what this says. Here's what Isaiah recorded. For thou, Babylon, verse 1, if you look at the Moffat translation and the Jewish Tanakh, you can clearly see that this must be referring to Babylon. For thou shalt no more be called, now what's he going to say? Notice what he says, the Lady of Kingdoms, the Lady of Kingdoms. We find also in Revelation 18 and verse 7, it says, for she, go back to Babylon, verse 2 there, chapter 18, says, I sit a queen. A queen rules. And so when you take the prophecies of Isaiah along with Revelation 18 and verse 7, you see that in combination with Revelation 17 verse 18, that this city, which is the name Babylon, is a lady of kingdoms, a queen, and a queen rules. So it's very clear that this city, who has the name of Babylon, and reigns over the kings of the earth, the Lady of Kingdoms, by prophecy's own interpretation, is a city, and the city's name is Babylon. And when you look at those prophecies and put those together, You don't have to speculate on who or what she is. The Bible is very clear that she is the city of Babylon. Now, of course, the next question is, where is that? What city is referring to? You say, well, yeah, it's the city of Babylon, but is this the city in Babylon, New York? Is it Vatican City? Is it Rome? What is this city? What is the location of this city? Well, that's what we have to determine, because now we know the name of the city. By the way, the name is not a mystery. The angel that revealed this to John over in Revelation 17 chapter said, come hither and I will show you the mystery. The mystery. I will show you the mystery of this woman that sits on many waters. So that's what he was going to do, is reveal to him the mystery. And it says that in verse 7, I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. Now, obviously, because the angel talks about this after verse 5, where it says, on her forehead was written mystery, it says a name, written mystery, Babylon the Great. That's the name of it. That's the name of the city. And so this is not the mystery. That's the part that sometimes is misunderstood, is that the name of this woman is Babylon. That's not the mystery. The mystery is something else. And the mystery then is revealed starting in verse 7 about this woman. Now, this is where the difficulty comes in often, because people say, well, this woman could not possibly be Babylon, Iraq, for example, because of the following facts. And we're going to look at this a little bit closer here, because there's a point that's always omitted when people use this part of the prophecy to try to decide who the woman is or what city it actually is. I want you to notice what it says here. And we're in Revelation, the 17th chapter, and this is the prophecy regarding the beast and the woman that rides her. This is verse 9 now. Look at what it says. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, the seven heads of the beast, on which the woman sits. Now, people stop here ordinarily and say, well, in order for it to fit the biblical description, it must be a city, Revelation 17, verse 18, except that sits on seven hills. And the word hills here should actually be, it is mountains, it's not hills if you look at the Greek. But we can't stop there with verse 9. We should go on to verse 10, and there's another very important point we'll come to in just a moment. But verse 10 says, if you read the New American Standard Version, the Concordant New Testament, or the New Jerusalem Bible, here's the way it reads in those. It says in verse 10, and they are seven kings. Now, let me go back and read this again. And here's the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is yet to come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. So here's the biblical interpretation of what the mountains are. Now, what is ordinarily done so often is take the seven hills, this topography, the geography of the situation, and say, well, that's how you decide who the woman is. Well, let's look at that, for example. Many people say that, obviously, the woman that sits on the seven hills must be Vatican City. Well, is that true? Are the seven hills of Rome unique? Besides that, is Vatican City really built on seven hills? Vatican City, and I quote here from the internet source, Catholic.com library, Vatican City is not built on seven hills, but only one. Vatican Hill, which is not one of the seven upon which ancient Rome was built. Those hills are on the east side of the Tiber River. Vatican Hill is on the west, end of quote. Now, if that's not enough, it's interesting to look further at this and say, are there other cities built on seven hills? Well, here's a list of 13 cities built on seven hills. Bath, England, Turku, Finland, Bamberg, Germany, Sheffield, England, another place in England, Iași, Romania, Pula, Croatia, it's famous for its large ancient Roman buildings and Roman amphitheater, Pavlov, Bulgaria, Lisbon, Portugal, San Pedro de Guardo, in central Ecuador, it's called the Rome of the Andes. Even Istanbul, Turkey, which was formerly the Roman Empire capital after 324 AD, also formerly known as Constantinople until about 1930. Now, there are several I've already listed that are built on seven hills. Also, Austin, Texas, of all places, described in 1840 as, I quote, like the ancient city of Rome, Austin is built on seven hills. And believe it or not, the city of Jerusalem of the Messiah's time was called the City of Seven Hills. This fact is recorded in an 18th century account that Jerusalem was situated on seven hills. And this is number 13. The very famous city of Mecca also sits on seven hills or seven mountains. And these are listed. So which of these are you going to pick? Well, we don't have a right to decide. The Bible decides. But we cannot stop at this matter of sitting on seven hills. Look at this other situation regarding this woman. Verse 15 of chapter 17 of Revelation. And he says unto me, the woman, or the waters which you saw, where the whore sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Well, this point is rarely ever made. Do we take this verse and say, well, since the woman sits on waters, as the angel mentioned in Revelation chapter 17, verse 1, then we must be looking for a city sitting in the ocean somewhere? Well, you see, the point is, when you look at these facts, the Bible interprets itself as the city of Babylon. We'll have to go into this next time, into the details of proof that this is the city of Babylon, Iraq. But what this is showing us is that the mountains of verse 9 and the waters of verse 1 and verse 15 of chapter 17 of Revelations are symbols. They are symbols, and they are interpreted by the Bible itself. We don't have to know or guess rather what those are. So the mountains are seven kings, it says in Revelation 17, verse 10. And the waters, which they saw in Revelation 17, verse 1, the waters are nations and peoples and tongues. So these are interpreted themselves, and these are symbols. This is part of the mystery, but the name is not a mystery. Very clear that the name of the city is Babylon, Iraq. And we'll prove that further next time as we get into this. Well, I see our time is about gone. Be sure you get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine. You can write us at ICY, Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455 in the USA. Also visit us online at icyahweh.org. That's icyahweh.org. So until next time, this is Gary Miller, and I thank you for listening.